Movie Squad is sponsored by Luna Palace Cinemas, WA's premier independent cinemas bringing the best film content and cinematic events to Perth. Come and enjoy the Luna Palace experience.
Most important thing in life will always be the
Movie Squad.
Salute mi familia.
It is 7:30 on your Friday morning. That means that it is time to check in with the squad. It is Movie Squad, and here with you for another week of cinematic shenanigans, Simon Morato.
Good morning.
And Cecilia Allen.
Good morning.
Happy Radiothon.
I know, how exciting. It's here again, it's upon us.
thank you for joining the squad once again for a special Radiothon edition of Movie Squad. Simon, last week we were live at the Bird. You and Tristan sat there as I tried to plead my case for Downton Abbey, A New Era.
Which I should note, Tristan and I have not seen.
Oh, good. So, okay, so you have to take my word on it then.
Sure. That's also an option. So I don't want to dissuade anyone from seeing Downton Abbey, A New Era, but I have my doubts.
Yes.
And I'm as much as I trust and appreciate your opinions, Taylor, I don't know that you got me over the line.
To be fair, I did actually decimate the plot and say that it was a terrible film, but it just felt nice because I took my grandma with me, Cecilia, and so that's what made it a nice film.
And that's part of the fun. And Cecilia, we've reviewed films and sometimes you do have to couch it, and it's not a backhanded compliment to say, this is a nan's film. You know, to say, this is a movie you can watch with your nan. And that's not saying you're doing her a favour. Maybe you're doing yourself a favour and you're going to see something wholesome. But we like to, as much as we like to review nan's films, we do try and bring a variety to the table every week on Movie Squad. And Tristan obviously was with us last week and he was burning the midnight oil. Is that the saying?
Yeah.
Burning the midnight candle?
Yeah.
Midnight oil?
Midnight.
Yeah. Is that where the band name comes from? Interesting.
Yeah.
He was doing Midnight Special last night with that whole collective. But Cecilia often fills in for either Tristan and I. I mean, this is at least your second, if not third, Radiothon with us. And you must have filled in 30-odd times by this point. Would that be a fair estimate?
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to come in, though, and talk about films and to share our opinions on those films. And we do cover a variety of them, I must say. Mm. I mean, the conversations we've had about, you know, the different genres and whether we've liked them or not has always been fun. So.
And Cecilia, you know, we won't name any names, but you're a radio fixture here in Perth. But this is the best radio station, isn't it? This is the best one to talk
about. I do love coming in and chatting films here. It's good fun. I do love this segment and I do try and listen as often as I can as well. And I think it's just a great station for... There's so many a variety of different voices and presenters here at RTRFM. And every time I tune in, there's something different. And that's what I absolutely love about it. You can tune in any time of the day. It can be midnight.
Or the evening.
In the evening. It could be in the morning. And there's something awesome on the station. There's some cool tunes, great segments, and just great people. So
yeah, everyone's sort of carved out little spots for themselves within the RTRFM program grid, whether that be as a long-time devotee of Jam Down Version, if reggae and dancehall are your thing, or maybe you're just popping in every now and then to see what the Movie Squad have recently viewed. Cecilia, I ask Tristan and Simon this all the time, but off the top of your head, roughly how many films do you reckon you've watched this year?
Oh, this year? I would say at least 70.
Cecilia, and we should note, this is why, so when Tristan and I can't make it, we, you know, the Movie Squad, we fire up the Movie Squad signal and Cecilia jumps at it. The reason we ask Cecilia every week is, firstly, she's one of the best critics in WA. Secondly, she sees all the movies. She sees more than Tristan and I, and that is not an exaggeration.
At least 70. But it's so funny because people will ask me, what are you watching on TV, just streaming-wise? I don't watch a lot of things streaming, but I will go and see films.
Okay.
Or I'll watch the latest to keep people updated. But everyone's like, well, what are you doing then? And I'm like, well, TV's commitment. I feel like episodes, you've got to commit to an episode. Can't really do that. So I think, for me, it's about the movies. And
this is so funny because the thought of a 3-hour film is like the longest commitment to me, which is why we have you people doing the hard work. So thank you Fam Movie Squad. Now, Cecilia, Tristan is not here this week, and we will catch up again with him next Friday. However, I cannot believe that it has been 3 years that you have been here, and it has just been brought to my attention that you are a wrestling fan. Listeners of Movie Squad will know during the lockdown, Simon, we forced Tristan to watch the Undertaker documentary, The Last Ride.
Yes.
I say I forced you both to watch
it. Well, I just wasn't aware that the WWE streaming platform existed that had its own documentaries, but I really enjoyed it. But yes, we discovered recently via Instagram post that Cecilia was really excited for SummerSlam.
Yeah, on the back of SummerSlam, I was like, let's do this. Look, it's not something I've been interested in for a very long time.
Right.
I found the WWE Network and I thought I'd give it a go because I've got a friend who's a bit of a fan. And look, everyone always bags wrestling. It's fake, it's blah, blah, blah. But I mean, look, you've got to be very athletic to pull off a lot of these performances and moves and things like that. So I will argue that this is, you know...
Oh, the pageantry of it all.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, I subscribed and, yeah, there's just so much content on there. And I just love the storylines, the costumes, just the choreography and just the, you know, athletic performance that goes into each of these matches.
Yeah, I do feel bad because Tristan was not necessarily on board. He wasn't a growing up wrestling fan like you and I were when we were children, Simon. So he's not here this week. He can't weigh in. But Cecilia, I'm really excited that you are able to do so. You just said you're not a fan of series. You're definitely a film person. But have you seen or will you be watching that series from The Undertaker?
I think I might give it a go. But again, there's so much content there and about different wrestlers. But I think I might give that one a go for sure because, I mean, you know, he's a long-standing Hall of Fame kind
of course.
Wrestler. So, icon. I mean, I've got to start somewhere, right, and get my knowledge up to speed, probably where you guys
This
are
is
at.
Like when you're a film fan and you're like, all right, let's go back to Godard, Truffaut. you know, let's see the origins of filmic history. That's what learning about the history of The Undertaker will do for the newcomer.
Somebody else who can weigh in on this is one Doug Swamp in the phone room, no stranger to being Hell in a Cell or Inside the Ring, Doug.
I got to say, I love this WWE chat at 7:40 in the morning. it's been good. It's been a bit quiet at the moment. So we'd love to get those phones ringing, 9260-9210.
Thank you very much to Doug, 9260-9210. And Tristan might not physically be here but has subscribed this morning and says thank you very much to everybody involved in the radio. Happy Radiothon, everyone. Thank you to Tristan. He has jumped online, rtrfm.com.au, or you can jump in the phone room. There's a whole crew of people ready to take your calls this morning, 9260-9210. I'll put our wrestling chat to bed, we'll discuss off air. Cecilia, there's a whole bunch of films still to come out this year. I'm sure that we will be catching up with you on the radio for Movie Squad before the year is out. Is there anything that you've sort of earmarked as that's the one that I need to go and see? I mean, we had the new Jordan Peele film recently. I'm sure we'll cover it at some stage on Movie Squad, but what's actually upcoming that you're looking forward to?
There is a film that I've actually already seen that's releasing next week, which I think is an awesome film and could be a top film for me so far this year, and it's Good Luck to You, Leo Grande, which is the new Emma Thompson film in which she is a widow who kind of explores her sexuality by going to see an escort. But it's a great film, and I haven't yet reviewed it because it's not out until next week, but I'm really excited to speak about it when I finally do. Just a really entertaining film, one that I was really reluctant to go and see, but one that I'm glad I did see. And of course, yeah, Nope is out, the new Jordan Peele film, which is a bit of a conversation starter. But there's been some great films released. I'm just trying to think, what's upcoming though?
Well, while you think of that, you know who's going to look forward to Good Luck to You, Leo Grande? Mm-hmm. Is one Karen Strano, who came in and reviewed Late Night starring Emma Thompson a few years ago. Which was great fun.
Yeah. Hey, Simon, we have spoken...
about your mother at length over the weeks.
Well, yes. topic of conversation always. We've spoken about sort of guest selectors for Movie Squad in the past, and there's been talk of a WAGS edition of Movie Squad. there should be an appetite for that out there, surely.
I think so. Both my wife, Jenny, has been a guest on Pickapod through her profession as a teacher and educator. And Tristan's partner, Sally, has been on the air talking, was it Conti Rolls or was
Conti
it Panettones? Yeah, Conti Rolls.
Yeah.
But Sally Hall of Perth is okay. I think the two of them would make better critics than Tristan and I on the air. So I think if you would like to see the Wags edition of Movie Squad happen, do subscribe or donate. Mm. What I would love to see, I mean, first of all, I've been on the air a lot the last week, as you have, Taylor, reiterating the importance of Radiothon and why you should subscribe to keep an independent voice like RTRFM on the air. But for this half hour, this 7:30 to 8 a.m. slot on a Friday, if you're a Movie Squad fan, if you've appreciated any of the recommendations or warnings, or if you've seen a film, yeah, or if you've seen a film that you just wouldn't have heard of unless it was covered by Tristan, Cecilia, or myself, you know, I'd love to see you subscribe, certainly, but chuck on a donation.
Yeah.
You know, $5 if you saw a film that you really love, $10 if it was even better. I mean, I was thinking on the drive here, you know, we all spend money on things that don't have a lot of value.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
I think about the money I spend on coffee each week and it's offensive. Like, I don't even want to really think about it. But RTR is so much more valuable than that. And then I thought, hey, if you bought a ticket to Jurassic World Dominion this year and you haven't subscribed to RTRFM, like, what are you doing?
You're losing money. At this
You're
point.
Losing money. You know, so if we're a companion to you on a Friday morning, and I'm speaking selfishly, of course, but if anyone on the RTRFM grid is a companion to you, if you're playing us while you're cooking dinner, or you know you're working away and you're doing a run, whatever it might be, we've introduced you to a band or movie. Please do subscribe, 9260-9210.
Yeah, if you have taken a recommendation from Movie Squad, from Homegrown, from Indie Media, if you have looked out and reached out to a cause that's been discussed on the record, all things that you maybe wouldn't have uncovered without the sound alternative, whether you realise it or it's just been floating in the back of your mind and it's just coming to your attention now, this is the time to say your thank you, say we see you, we see what you're doing, RTR, and we appreciate it. 9260-9210. A couple coming in during Movie Squad this morning. Thank you to Stefan in Subiaco. Going gold and a donation, giving you double entry to the prize pool. To Anna in Bull Creek as well, and Liam in Palmyra. Thank you so much, Liam, for your gold subscription. Simon, very quickly, on top of Movie Squad duties, which are, of course, the most important. You also,
yes,
behind the scenes here, are the general manager.
Yeah,
of
so that's
RTR.
Secondary to Movie Squad, of course. Yeah,
it's in the contract.
Yeah.
Something that we've talked about a little bit with our gold subscribers is this idea of a double in the Pines this year.
Yes, so obviously, and you know, sadly, but triumphantly, we did have to delay Pines. There was just too many risks involved when we were looking to have it. But that does mean that if you're a gold subscriber last year, you're still going to get into Pines in September. But if you go gold this year, you get Pines in September and then again in April. You know, we are absolutely looking to have our 30th in the Pines. Can you believe it's been 30 years?
Mm.
But our 30th in the Pines in April. So that's two within a 6-month span. That's really exciting. And I'm not going to give it away here, certainly. That's Chris Wheeldon's job when he comes on inevitably next March. We have some really exciting things planned for the 30th Pines. So if you go gold, it's $180, but it's two Pines. It's tickets
it's double.
To double the Pines,
yeah.
Along with all our other fantastic events. The other thing I'll say as general manager, I am the person who does see the bills.
Mm-hmm.
To be totally frank about it, I do see what things cost. And, you know, we're definitely not trying to lay it on thick when we say that Radiothon pays for a third of our operating costs. So, you know, we're trying to raise $300,000 every year. And that's how it should be as well, because we want the community to take ownership and feel like they play a part in keeping this place on the air. We're not taking giant windfalls from major corporations. You know, we're not getting, you know, money funneled to us by the government on the regular. But that does mean that we're not beholden to anyone except the community. And that's a good thing.
It is a great thing. It's as much about making sure that we can fund the station as it is about making sure that we can remain independent. Simon, I've heard a lot of people say this week that it's a third of the station income, and what that actually means beyond just, you know, replacing the odd record needle is making sure that the 10 people who actually work here are able to do their jobs and support the 400 other people that come and make radio happen as well.
Absolutely. You mentioned earlier that it's a symbiotic relationship between artists and the station, very much like Eddie Brock and Venom. I'm sure Tristan would want me to say it is a symbiotic relationship. Same goes with the operational cost of running the station and being that space for volunteers. RTR would not exist without the volunteers, but we do need to pay for that infrastructure. Mm. It costs money to have a radio license, to transmit and to broadcast, to have servers. We walk past it every day, Taylor. There's a room over there that costs an arm and a leg.
Beeping buttons.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually don't really know what any of that stuff does, except I know that when it stops flashing, we're in real trouble.
Yeah.
So.
It reminds me of the IT crowd where there was
just the wall of things.
Yeah, there's a very ominous room that I just sort of cross my fingers every time I walk past. These are the costs that we need to pay for to ensure that 400 odd volunteers can come in here and play their music, share what they love, their expertise, their fantastic voices and diversity of voices, and so that the listeners on the other end can be introduced to that music, can hear local artists, maybe their own bands being platformed. These things have a cost, but even greater than that, they have a value.
Yeah.
And I would love to see people subscribe and donate to really help contribute to keeping this place going for another 45 years.
Yeah, keep it locked for people like General Justice. Keep it locked for people like Cecilia, who very generously gives up 70 movie lengths worth of time to come and review film for you. Keep it locked for yourselves out there in the community by tuning in and coming out to our events every odd month or so. Now is the time to subscribe and donate to ensure that you can actually keep it locked, that we can make sure that the General can come in on a Friday night on Soul Sides on Saturday afternoon with Jam Down, or maybe David Redding with you for Burn the Airwaves on a Thursday, the Posted Crew doing what they do on a Wednesday night. 9260 9210, or you can jump online rtrfm.com.au. Thank you to Darren in North Perth for your subscription and your donation. Also to Badlands Bar in Perth, taking out a business subscription, which again, Simon, I don't want to make you wear your GM hat too much, but local business and RTRFM, that relationship is just so strong and so important.
Absolutely. We're here to, you know, to be that platform and that space as well for local businesses. And I like to think that, you know, when you're listening to RTRFM and you're hearing those sponsorship announcements, you kind of do want to hear the sponsorship announcements, because it's about places that are putting on fantastic gigs, exciting things happening in our town. And I think symbiotically, RTRFM is contributing to that culture. And on half an hour every Friday morning, we're contributing to the cinematic space. I mean, Cecilia, we also watch a lot of WA-made films, Australian films, and you know this from your own experience. There's not many places where you can just yarn for half an hour about these kinds of movies.
Absolutely. And I think for me, I often go and see a film that I wouldn't normally go and see, and it's such a gem, and then I get to talk about it and inspire other people to go and see it, and then there you go, there's an audience for that film, particularly the indie films. And there's a new film shot in Albany, I believe, Edward and Isabella.
Oh yes.
A new film out now, which is shot locally and self-funded. So
we should say that the director and star of that film was on Artbeat or On the Record a few weeks ago. Mm. I remember them coming into the studio. We also had the director of Bass and Dream, which was a big hit at the Rev Film Festival, obviously a local film. They were interviewed here. Again, I don't know too many other platforms where those films, those artists, those creatives are able to be given that space to talk about their projects.
Just very quickly, we mentioned earlier about a WAGS edition of Movie Squad. We often get to hear in your and Tristan's reviews takes from Sally and from Jenny. My beloved has weighed in this morning.
Well, I was going to say, I didn't want to blow up Nathan's spot, but he would have to be involved in the WAGS edition of Movie Squad.
Well, he says that he'll actually watch a film to be involved. involved, yes, which okay. is a rare treat. A few folks here are long-standing Movie Squad fans. Stefan Piara Water says, wrestling chat on RTR in the morning, I can absolutely get behind that. And somebody else, thank you to the Movie Squad, listening in every Friday on my way to work. Best recommendations for me this year was Official Competition.
Ah, yes.
Actors I would usually avoid going to see, but your review persuaded me and it was brilliant. So the work is, it speaks for itself, people.
Fantastic. That's a really funny film. I learned this week that it's Antonio Banderas' best reviewed film.
Oh.
I don't know why I need to share that, but I learned that this week.
You mean Spy Kids wasn't a critically acclaimed...
That was top. That was in his Rotten Tomatoes top three, if you can believe it.
I can, yes.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really glad. And yeah, for those who saw a movie that Celia really admired, or that Tristan shouted out, or that I, you know, plucked from the netherworld to highlight, throw on a donation. Subscribe, obviously. Subscribe for all the reasons we've said. But I just would love to see some people saying, here's $5 because you told me to go see Mandy. Well, here's 10 because I saw The Killing of Two Lovers and it was fantastic.
Or Pig or whatever else.
Or
Nicolas
Pig
Cage
or Dog.
Just let's throw out all the Nick Cage films.
Yeah, what was the one called? I've already forgotten the title of it. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Wow, thank you both.
That was this year, right?
It was, yes.
Seriously,
it's hard to keep up.
This year's best films. I've not laughed so hard in such a long time. I think the whole cinema must have been like, who is that laughing and cackling?
Is it funnier than Jackass Forever?
Oh my God,
yeah.
Simon.
both are great, but I think, yeah, Nick Cage in this film was just so good.
All right. That's the third and final mention of Jackass Forever this Reddit.
I'm a huge
for me.
Jackass fan, though, I did enjoy Jackass Forever, I have to admit. That opening scene. If you know what I'm talking about, people.
If you know.
Listen.
Yeah, yeah.
9260-9210. If you felt your life has been enriched by a review of Jackass three times over, 9260-9210 or rtrfm.com.au. Thank you to Toby in Highgate, loving the work of RTR Subscribing Gold. And to our business up in Queens Rock, St. Clement's Citrus, putting the zest of life in community radio. Thank you very much, folks. Yes, it is Friday. It's nearly 8 o'clock and that's where I'm at. And Janelle in Wembley, your donation does mean the world to us. Thank you very, very much. Simon, Cecilia, as I say every week, thank you very much for your contribution, Cecilia, for jumping on board for another Radiothon edition of Movie Squad.
Thanks for having me.
And Simon, we're going to do the same thing at the same time in the same place next week.
Yes, we've already got the films lined up. I'm very excited. Taylor, thank you. Thank you for the last week of Radiothon as well. Subscribe to Breakfast with Taylor. Show her some love as well. Cecilia, thank you. And yeah, we'll get back to it next week.
All right, 9260-9210.
Movie Squad is sponsored by Luna Palace Cinemas, WA's premier independent cinemas, bringing the best film content and cinematic events to Perth. Come and enjoy the Luna Palace experience.